fresh carnage on the 11th day of Israel's war on Gaza. Victims of an attack outside a UN school at the Jabalia refugee camp, where more than 1,000 civilians had been seeking refuge from the Israeli offensive. Dozens died, many more injured, as a shell exploded just meters away from the school. More evidence, nowhere is now safe in Gaza. Children were once again among the dead, and the UN is now calling for an investigation.
We gave, long before this conflict, all of the GPS coordinates of all of our installations in Gaza to the Israelis. Our installations are clearly marked as UNRWA installations. What we want is a full investigation, an impartial investigation into these killings. We want to see if there have been violations of international humanitarian law.
Hamas has condemned the attack.
I think it's a new massacre in this Holocaust in Gaza. The schools are well known for the Israelis. They know that they are places for the United Nations and they are hitting them.
Just hours earlier, another attack on another UN school, killing three members of the same Palestinian family. But Israel insists Hamas is to blame for the civilian deaths, not the Israeli fire.
Any terror organization that chooses to booby trap his own people, I think it's indespicable. I think that it's not moral, and I think that Hamas does not really care for its own people.
The UN says its schools were the last place of refuge for civilians trying to flee the fighting, and it estimates at least 13,000 have left their homes. But they have nowhere to go, as all the crossings out of Gaza remain closed. On Tuesday, Israeli forces moved into major population centers across the Gaza Strip, including the second largest city of Khan Yunis in the south, bringing more destruction, panic and grief. All across the strip, Israeli forces kept shelling what they said were Hamas-affiliated buildings. But once again, residential areas were hit in what's the most crowded place on earth. Israel insists it's not targeting civilians, and its strikes are accurate. But as the death toll rises and schools get hit, Israel may find it that much harder to explain its actions and defend its offensive to the outside world. Rosie Bregimova, Al Jazeera.